This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. Decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books.
Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter 2323. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter 2323 to save an extra 15%. That's BOUQS.com. Books.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is BRUSH. Text BRUSH to 72881. By the end of the hour, again, the keyword is BRUSH, B-R-U-S-H, to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
You do feel a little bit of a different vibe where you have fans of both clubs inside a sold-out ballpark and sort of that pitch-to-pitch excitement. And I think it'll be definitely good for our guys to be in that environment and hopefully go down there and come away with some W's.
There are good guys around here.
Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. We are delighted to welcome in James Vegan. He, of course, with The Athletic, and he was in Birmingham checking out some of the young Sox players. Obviously, we'd like to see those guys. Can't they just bring them up, James, for the Cubs series? Would it be wrong to maybe get a Kopech start out of this from Charlotte and then bring up Eloy and whomever? Maybe that's over the top.
My Southwest flight back to Chicago was full, so there's no room for Eloy. I had to leave him at the gate.
Oh, boy.
Uber.
Well, yeah, I loved reading your stuff because obviously there's the growing legend of Paul Bunyan. I mean, it just seems like this guy's going to be hitting baseballs with trees that he's chopped down. Is he all that? Is he as good as I'm hoping he will be?
He's a lot better than Double A, I can tell you that. And he's 21 years old and has massive raw power and incredible ability to barrel the ball and put it in place. He's not much for walking, but when you slug like 700, you probably really shouldn't be. But yeah, there's nothing. I mean, he's not like an all around player. There's a reason Moncada is a better prospect as far as just like his all around game, playing a difficult defensive position. Eloy's not fast. Eloy himself was like critical of his outfield throwing. He feels like he needs to be quicker to the ball, have a better release point, and all that. But his selling point is he can hit, and I can tell you as an eyewitness observer, he can indeed hit a lot. So it's what you see is what you get situation.
So you found him at a Waffle House and on a weeknight, and obviously he's somebody that people want to know when he's going to be in Chicago. We heard Rick Hahn, and we know what they're up against. We know the timetable. They want to be deliberate and all these things. But what is your best guess And how is he handling the weight?
He's handling fine. He's pretty jokey about it. I think we stopped interviewing him out. He was like, all right, see you in Chicago soon, and walked away. But, you know, the way Han talked about it, you know, they think AAA is necessary for him. And I would probably agree because he doesn't really, you know, Birmingham AA is a level where you see the best stuff for the best prospects. You see top velocity and you see, you know, top movement and sliders and curveballs and stuff like that. He can handle that. He can barrel up, you know, fastballs. He's not fazed by that. What he needs to face is probably advanced sequencing and pitchers who can, you know, kind of junk ball him and give him weird approaches, because right now he's not going to be fazed by top stuff in the league. He kind of just needs to expand his palate as far as, like, what type of pitching he sees. That said, I have no expectation of him struggling for more than, like, 7 days on the adjustment to AAA. So how much really beyond that July he'll really get without looking obscenely ready again, I really doubt will come up.
You know, it's fascinating because when you're talking about a team like the White Sox, they came into last year, they still had Quintana, they had Frazier, they had Melky, they had a lot of guys, they had a bullpen, they had a lot of guys they ended up trading in the course of the season, and they were obviously, you know, open for business, and they still would be. But we were discussing the other day, who would anyone trade for off this group right now? I mean, you know, obviously Moncada's out right now, but he's not available for trade. You look at what's going on with the outfield, and Avi, it hasn't had that kind of year, and he's available for trade. I'd imagine Abreu, you know, you have a hard time trading guys like that, just for whatever reason, power hitters no longer wanted around Major League Baseball. You know, I was thinking Nate Jones, and then he had the meltdown the other night, and I thought, oh boy. James Shields had a good start. Boy, can he pitch like 6 no hitters or something? it just doesn't seem like, much as they may want to, that they have the same type of element to get any return.
Yeah, it's more a collection of guys I could see turning around by midseason or by August and becoming a kind of a smaller deal situation than anyone who's just putting up true stud numbers that would make an easy, you know, flip deadline deal right now. I mean, Abreu is probably having the best season of all, but we've already seen how complicated it is for the White Sox to bring themselves to a point of parting with him. They value him way more than the rest of the league, and it doesn't seem like they have any motivation to do it. I would have thought, you know, Joaquin Soria being on an expiring deal would probably be the easiest, most logical thing, but, you know, his strikeout numbers have dipped from last year, and just kind of watching him in games, he has not looked really overpowering at any real point. So I would still think at some point he'd probably be movable in August if he's come back around to any degree, but it's not going to be, you know, an exciting, you know, stoked rebuild with a new mega prospect type of situation.
James doesn't have anything to do with the team on the field this weekend, but the best news of the week for Sox fans and in the organization, Danny Farquhar visited the clubhouse, and I wondered if you could bring us up to date on where he is and just the good news that he received this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's home from the hospital. His doctor told him that, you know, everyone who has talked to Danny Farquhar has mentioned that Danny Farquhar has insisted that he wants to pitch, and, you know, as soon as possible, which sounds very Danny Farquhar. But, you know, his doctor said that he should be able to return to action at some point, but that, as a matter of course, he's just going to, you know, not clear him to do that in 2018 so he can stay at home and rest and do all the things that, you know, seem logical to do after you have basically a scare with death that he had in the White Sox dugout. It's very positive. It's very, you know, uplifting. It's amazing. Danny is a great guy. I've loved talking to him in spring training about pitching. But, you know, it's probably not going to be the big, you know, inspirational story where it has an impact on the field for the White Sox.
You know, Sebi Zavala is a guy that is being mentioned quite a bit and had a couple of big days. He's a catcher, which, you know, is exciting because they're going to need a catcher, and I'm not sure Zach Collins is the catcher of the future. He might be another guy that is not able to play that position in the major leagues. What about Zavala? Can he? I know he's a late round draft pick. Can he catch? Is he more of a hitter than a catcher? What do you make of him?
He would be another bat first guy. Okay. I've listened to some scouts who are confident that he can stick back there. They don't think he's going to be a stud. They probably think he's a bit below average, and he kind of carries his profile as a player with his bat. He's had Tommy John surgery in the past, so his throwing arm is not lights out. He's not super quick the second, but he's reliable, and he's a very smart guy, and pitchers enjoy pitching to him. They think he's a very advanced game caller throughout the organization. He was someone who Tony Gwynn was his college coach, so he talks a lot about reading hitters and reading swings, the way Gwynn taught him and how that helps him kind of call games. So he's a smart guy back there. He's got big power. He homered every day I was in Birmingham, and then another day while I was on my flight on the way home. It's a high strikeout rate right now, so you wonder how that translates to the upper levels, but there's definitely a lot of potential for him to be a guy who kind of has a lot of pop. I don't know if that's a starter profile or if that's like a Ramon Castro type of guy who plays a couple times a week and, you know, hopefully he hits for power, but it's another source of optimism if you're worried all about Zach Collins' profile.
Realistically, what did Jake Berger's injury this week, re-tearing his Achilles, do for his projection in terms of the White Sox and the way they're looking at that?
I mean, I think after the first injury, realistically, probably Ari should have wondered, is this going to affect his mobility if he comes back? Is this going to affect all the tweaks to his swing he was trying to install this season that he was very optimistic for? I mean, we've seen Charlie Tilson kind of miss, you know, 16 months the way Berger is going to wind up doing it and really kind of struggle to refine his game. So all the doubts that we kind of already had about how much he can find his rhythm and get back into the game and get back on the development track he was hopefully on, they're kind of, you know, reiterated to a degree. That's actually he's going to probably not play again until May. He's going to be, you know, 15, 16 months between game action with a lot of development left to do when he went down. So, yes, the concerns are real. I know that, as I said, they hope it won't affect his baseball career, and that's the ideal scenario. But, you know, huge layoffs for prospects is not good.
Big story in town, the idea that Manny Machado be available, and should the Cubs make a move, and can they win a World Series, and can they keep him if they do? And the White Sox were considered a dark horse candidate for his services. Are they still, or is that ship sailed?
I think that ship sailed. I think they were wanting to kick the tires about the idea of if bringing him in for a season would make him more amenable to, you know, re-signing here and being part. Like, if he played along Moncada and Tim Anderson, Jose Abreu for a year, he'd be like, I like the young talent here. I want to be here. It didn't really seem like that was going to have an impact or really, you know, change the course of what Manny Machado wants to do, which is hit free agency and get all the money that he's earned himself. So I think that ship has sailed as far as a mid-season deadline acquisition for sure.
And that's good. I mean, I don't want them to do that, but will they pay him? They got a low payroll. Would they be willing to actually get involved in that kind of a contract?
You know, they said that they would. They said that there's no magic barrier for their biggest free agent acquisition. They said that they're going to spend when the time is right, but until they do it, they're going to deservingly face the doubts that they have about that.
So we'll take that as a no.
Bringing it back full circle to today, James, before we let you go. So where are you with Carson Fulmer? Because he's a guy, I was looking at the pitching prospects projecting over the next 5 years, and it's like, Carson Fulmer, oh yeah, he's around. Where are you with him? Where do you think the Sox are?
You know, it feels like the last three starts, they've kind of wanted Carson to simplify things and just trying to pound the zone with fastballs as much as possible and not, you know, walk his way out of any games, but kind of challenge the hitters to beat him. You know, that didn't happen against Seattle and Kansas City, and that did happen against Minnesota against a tougher lineup. Hopefully a, you know, colder weather is probably more beneficial for him today as far as balls flying out. That kind of approach, you know, it definitely kind of helps stop the bleeding as far as some of the struggles he's had, but it also kind of limits the ceiling of what he could be in the rotation down the road. It's just kind of a guy who hopefully pound the zone and then, you know, get some weak contact over the course of 5-6 innings and get him out of there. I think of the deal of White Sox situation, they develop probably more of their talented arms in the minors. You kind of push someone who's doing that out of the top five. But, you know, at this point in the season with what the rotation is in AAA, they don't really have better options or real big reasons to give up on Carson or bail right now in May of 2018 for the sake of what calling up, you know, Dylan Covey or Don Roach, some guys who have struggled in the majors before. But yeah, I don't necessarily see right now with Carson a quick ride to becoming a number three or number two starter, but I see the reason they keep continuing to hope that at some point he gets comfortable enough to harness kind of the college stuff that he had from Vanderbilt to some degree that gives him more of a foothold in rotation.
James, great stuff. Really appreciate it, man.
Thanks, James.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's James Fegan. He does a great job working for the Athletic.
Good story going down to Birmingham. Good idea.
Great idea and great stuff, too. I really enjoyed reading all that stuff. We'll do transition next. Mully and Hanley, David Haw on the score.
This segment was brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You've got enough things to worry about every day. Insurance, it shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Listen to 670 The Score anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app and favorite us today.
Ignite what's inside you. From building muscle to finding the best multis, get the highest quality solutions and supplements in the industry. Now buy two, get one free for a limited time at GNC. Mix and match protein, snacks, and pre-workouts. Or save on vitamins, probiotics, and fish oil. Buy two, get one free. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks, so you can crush your goals with science-backed support. Hurry, buy two, get one free, end soon. GNC, live well.
Mully and Hanley talk Bulls mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score.
From Norm Van Leer to Jerry Sloan, I grew up with the Bulls. And now how about this? The Score is home to the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls have always been in my life, from the madhouse on Madison Street to today's rebuild. It's been a great journey, and it's going to be even more so right here on The Score.
Talk Bulls with Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bulls basketball.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up, you can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Of all the ways to show her exactly how you feel, the most meaningful is with a gift from the Jared semi-annual event, May 9th through the 13th. Come discover our best prices of the season on breathtaking exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. Amazing Mother's Day gifts and our stunning collection of engagement rings. The one gift that could only come from you and only be for her. Only at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, Tacori, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middleman, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books.
Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter 2323. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter 2323 to save an extra 15%. That's BOUQS.com. Books.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com.
That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars.